Yeah, but, you know, in Thursday Night Football, it was both the Fedora brothers did well, you know, because North Carolina won also.
Okay.
So there. You know, just saying, it was a good night for the Fedoras.
You're absolutely right in that.
Kat, I'm sure, was at the football game.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't go to the football game.
Right, we worked today.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of a party animal.
Yeah.
Why are you chuckling like that?
Party animal.
It's unsettling.
High school football party animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cats.
Those late nights.
Cats living large, baby.
Yeah,
living large.
You betcha. That's it.
I'm the youngest senior citizen I ever met.
So there, for months, Valerie Hernandez thought that somebody was living in the attic of her Carlsbad, New Mexico home. A police investigation found nothing, but she still felt like somebody was constantly watching her, especially when she took off her tinfoil hat, or that they had her house bugged. Well, then the house burned down. According to investigators, Hernandez said she had gone to the store to buy a soda at the time of the fire, but when police checked her story, they discovered she, in fact, had bought lighter fluid at the store that night, not soda. She also repeatedly asked police if the body of the supposed intruder was in the ashes of her home. Nobody found. She's awaiting her trial now on arson.
Well, if you burn down your own house, does it count?
Well, I don't know. I'm wondering if
she's not going to press charges against herself.
Well, is she merely a tenant? See, we don't know that. We just don't know.
Regardless, intentionally setting a fire like that and not having the fire department there, I would imagine is still arson.
Probably so.
That's just silly, sissy stuff.
Yeah. So police in New York State say that they are looking into allegations that a mom hired strippers to perform at her son's 16-year-old birthday party.
Get out of here.
As Keanu Reeves said in Parenthood, you need a license to drive, but any bleep can be apparent.
Yeah, that would be correct.
Police in South Glen Falls said the mom threw a surprise party on November the 3rd at the Spare Time Bowling Alley. Well, of course she did. And the event was attended by 80 people, mostly 14 and 15-year-olds. Parents of some of the teenagers called police when they discovered the event was attended by exotic dancers from the Tops and Bottoms Club in Albany.
Would that be a gentleman's club?
Well, yeah, of course it would. You know it, yeah. Gosh, only 80 showed up?
Only.
I would think word would spread like wildfire.
Good thing they weren't on strike.
We got a lot of info.
Mention.
The dancers?
Yeah, they were in a bowling alley.
Oh, well, that's true. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it. I apologize. Took a train,
a plane, a bus. I couldn't go the other way with it.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. I might have caught
it. This whole story's in the gutter.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go.
I might have caught it had I had a spare moment.
Get ready for bands, floats, kids, and Santa. It's that time of year again, the 86th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade. Lone Star Christmas is now accepting entries. This year, the parade is Sunday, December 2nd. Why not put your community group, business, or school in the middle of the largest Christmas event ever? Log on to bcsparade.com to submit your entry form, see last year's winners, and read hints on getting started. Putting your entry in the parade is fun. Get all the information at bcsparade.com, and don't forget to like us on Facebook. Deadline for entry is Friday, November 16th.
There you go, 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW, really nothing of import today, you know, except for the birthdays.
Well, that's good, because we've got like 9 million of them.
There you go, okay.
Friday?
Yeah.
Would be Marg Helgenberger from CSI.
Used to be, she's not there anymore.
No, right? You're right, yeah. You're right. Oksana Bayul's 35.
She's 54, by the way.
Yes, right? She is.
Okay. Who?
Oksana Bayul.
I don't know who that is.
Figure skater. Very famous in the late 90s,
okay.
I think.
All right.
Yeah, she is 35. Maggie Gyllenhaal is 35.
Mm-hmm.
Martha Plimpton is 42.
Oh, wow.
Bryan Adams, 43.
Yeah. He sung a song or two. Yes, I wear my sunglasses at night. Is that right? Is that him?
No, that was Corey somebody. Corey Hart.
That's right, sorry.
Lisa Bonet is 45,
uh-huh.
One of my all-time very favoritest ever, uh-huh. And married to the ugliest guy in the world.
Ah, her problem.
Diana Krall, 48 years old. She married Elvis Costello.
He's different.
He's a mutt.
Just because a guy's ugly doesn't mean he has a great personality.
See Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah.
Or not Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam ain't that good looking. Anyway, right, anyway. Okay.
Yeah, I'll just keep reading.
All right.
Dwight Gooden is 48.
Oh, yeah.
Terry Labonte is 56.
He's from Texas. He's a Texas boy.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. David Lesher is 62. You remember him as Joe Isuzu.
Of course.
The fast-talking guy.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I got for today.
Missy Pyle, do we know who that is from The Artist?
No.
Okay.
In some foreign film, I think.
That's right. For the oldies guys, Shy Coltrane, 64. All right, moving on to Saturday.
Saturday, Danny DeVito is 68.
You're a little short guy. I can say that. Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Isaac Hansen is 32 today. He's
the oldest
Hansen boy.
He is the oldest Hansen.
Rachel McAdams is 34 from The Wedding Crashers.
Uh-huh.
Diana McNeil is 37. She was Law and Order SVU.
Oh, yeah.
Daisy Fuentes is 46. RuPaul, who I actually met and is an incredibly nice person, 52 years old today.
I think that's just fine. Whatever.
Where do you meet all these people, Kevin?
When I worked in Austin.
Okay.
Came into this. I got a call very late saying that she was coming. She.
Yeah, right.
Well, is it RuPaul actually a man?
Yes.
Yeah.
All 6'8" tall of them.
Yeah.
Let me see. Howard Dean, 64 today.
Oh.
Tom Seaver, 68. Lauren Michaels is 68 today, too.
He's done some TV.
Yeah, a couple. Lauren Hutton is 69, and Martin Scorsese is 70 today.
John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is 63 years old, and Gordon Lightfoot, still
Sundown.
Alive. Yeah, 74 years old.
Which was actually a good...
Yeah, Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, too, wasn't that him?
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Harry Lloyd, if you watch the Game of Thrones, he's 29 years old, and Elizabeth Mastriantonio would be 54. All right, for Sunday.
Finally, Sunday, Kurt Hammett from Metallica is 50 today. David Ortiz is 37. Big Poppy with the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, sure.
And I mess this up every time. I will forgive me ahead of time. Chloe Sevigny is 38.
Okay.
Duncan Sheik, also a singer, 43 today. Owen Wilson, 44 years old.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He has some really cerebral parts.
Very deep.
Does he have kind of a flat spot on his nose?
Yes.
Okay. I confuse him with Matthew McConaughey.
Not the same.
All right.
Bad boy. Yeah. Gary Sheffield, retired Major League Baseball player, 44. Kim Wilde is 52. You'll remember her from the hit Kids in America.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Nealon from SNL is 59. James Parker from Simon & Simon, 65.
Oh, sure.
Linda Evans is 70.
Sure.
Mickey Mouse, 84 years old.
Wow, really? I thought
he was older than that.
No wrinkles. It's amazing.
He is now the overlord of Star Wars.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, that's true. That's right. It is of the mouse, is it not?
I have several friends who are very impressed with the video game possibilities.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's Jedi Mice, right? That'll be fun.
I'd like to see Mickey kick Darth's butt.
22.